We have an update for you to get to here in just a minute. Yesterday, we talked to a listener who had been dating a guy for a little over a year and a half. He's in the military. But through, I guess, just investigating a little bit on Google, found out he has a wife and kids. So she kind of came to us and was like, what do I do with this?
Yeah. And, you know, she was blocked from the wife's page. She still has some of his stuff. So she's like, do I tell the wife? Do I tell the military, like his commanding officer? Do I just forget it happened and move on? Like, what do you guys think I should do?
Yeah. And, you know, before yesterday, I didn't realize how big of an offense adultery was in the military. Like, for, I guess, other businesses, civilian businesses, typically, as long as it's not affecting your work or your output, you know, what you do in your personal life is what you do in your personal life.
Yeah, but not in the military. No, they that's a serious infraction. Yeah. It can, you know, put a scar on your record and maybe even, you know, hamper your career, lower your rank.
Yeah.
Serious repercussions.
Yeah. So what did we land on yesterday?
I think that we were thinking, okay, you know, send the stuff back to his wife. Tell the wife and let her figure out how to deal with it, because it can impact her family and their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So let her, I think, navigate those waters. That way you can kind of wash your hands of it and, you know, let her decide. As awful as that's going to be.
Yeah.
I think you approach it with compassion, as in, you know,
I
was devastated to find this out, and I can't even imagine how you feel, but I know I would probably want to know. Here are his things.
Yeah.
I'm so very sorry.
Yeah, for sure. We did get an update.
Here's the update. I did tell his wife.
Wow.
Apparently, he's done this before.
Mm.
They have 3 kids, so I really don't want to mess up anything for his family. She told me to just get rid of his stuff, but I also feel like she deserves better because she seems like a nice person. I talked to her for quite a bit.
Mm.
And she begged me until, you know, she said, please don't tell anybody in his chain of command because that would ruin stuff for her and her kids.
Oh, wow.
But the fact of the whole thing just blows my mind. He's a senior enlisted non-commissioned officer, so he should definitely know better. And the fact that he's done it before is even worse.
Well, just because you know better doesn't mean you're going to listen to
yourself. You're going
to
do better.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I'm devastated for this wife. It just sounds like it's par for the course for her. And she's just feels like she's stuck, apparently.
Yeah, it sounds like she's just kind of putting up with it because of maybe the living arrangement that they have, or the kids or whatever. But
yeah.
All right, so
I mean, it's disruptive enough, I think, when you're a military family. A lot of times you have to move a lot of places, and that can be difficult on young kids. And maybe she's, you know, afraid to rock the boat anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
Oh, that's tough. I mean, I'm glad for a listener that she's able to just kind of walk away at this point, and she got that off his chest. But, man, I do hope that the wife eventually starts standing up for herself and maybe get herself out of this situation if he has repeatedly done this.
That's
not respecting his wife at all.
Yeah, for sure. Well, all right. Well, thank you for the update. I'm kind of glad that she didn't now tell the commanding officer.
Yes. That sounds like that could be serious trouble
and that could hurt, you know, the family even more when really it's just the guy that is the one that is, you know,
making the mistake.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So but I hope at some point down the road that the wife decides to, you know, do something about this, because that's not how someone should conduct himself in a marriage repeatedly.
Right. All right. Well, hey, thank you. Good luck in the future. And thank you for the update.